There are many fronts in the global battle for gender parity. One of them is politics. Here in the U.S., we have never elected a woman president, but at least we've made some progress when it comes to electing women to a variety of other political offices. Our next story takes us to Turkey, where one political party has been trying a different method to achieve political gender parity. Today marks 1 year that some Turkish towns have been governed by pairs or co-mayors, one man and one woman. But it can still be difficult being a female politician in parts of Turkey. Here's reporter Dalia Mortada to explain how this program works.
Turkish voters elected almost 1,400 mayors to office a year ago. Of those, a grand total of 37 were women. The heavily Kurdish BDP added another 46 women to its roster as co-mayors, single-handedly more than doubling the number of female mayors in Turkey. These co-mayors are appointed, not elected. But this kind of political affirmative action is an important first step, says Zeynep Alemdar, co-founder of Women in Foreign Policy, an initiative dedicated to getting more women involved in policymaking in Turkey and abroad. Alemdar says it's basically impossible for women to be taken seriously as candidates here.
We are always required to have better education, better language skills. We have to be better at everything in order to be able to be nominated in politics. If you just look at the CVs of the female parliamentarians, and it's, you know, all online, they are all the women are much better educated than men.
Alemdar says that if that weren't enough, it often takes a powerful husband or father to get a woman a political nomination. And even then, they're usually restricted to making decisions in the domestic realm. Turkey's only female cabinet member is the Minister of Family and Social Policy. But a lot of these new co-mayors haven't followed the narrow path of women in Turkish politics, and that's what makes them so unique, Alemdar says. Take Mayor Berivan Elif Kilic. The 34-year-old was chosen as co-mayor of Kocaköy, a sleepy village of 17,000 people located on the climb up to the mountains in southeastern Turkey. As she talks on the phone in her mayoral office, which is decorated in plush purple couches, it's clear that Kılıç has had a busy year. Kılıç shares responsibilities with her elected co-mayor, who is also the village imam. That means he also has to conduct Friday prayers at the mosque and tend to people's religious needs. So sometimes Kılıç is on her own. In the year since she became mayor, Kılıç says, she spent less than a couple of weeks at home. She just got back from a month-long trip to Turkey's border with Syria, where the battle against ISIS rages on just a few hours' drive from Kocaköy. Kocaköy is one of the many villages that has taken in refugees from northern Syria and Iraq, so the mayor spends a lot of her time getting displaced Syrians and Iraqis what they need. Kılıç has come a long way to reach a position of mayor. 5 years ago, with two kids in tow, she escaped an abusive marriage she entered when she was 15. The media, including international outlets, focus a lot on her backstory when she took office a year ago. But she's not interested in talking about the past. I am no victim. I'm strong, she declares. Now, Mayor Kılıç is completing her high school equivalency so she can go to university. And her goal for this 5-year term is to start changing the way people think about women. A woman can't just do something for her own sake, Kılıç says of traditional society here. She's always thought of in relation to someone else, as someone's mother or wife or daughter or girlfriend.
Berivan olarak kadın yaşam evi yapacağım, sabit semt pazar alanı yapacağım.
Kılıç's goal is to set up programs that build women's confidence and self-reliance, like a local market where women sell their goods and products. After her term as mayor is up, I want other women to take over, she says. Zeynep Alemdar says Turkish politics needs more women like Kılıç, a woman who refuses to accept the martyr persona that so often gets pinned on women in Turkish society, and a woman who wants to encourage others to take on positions of power.
I think that's a revolution. What she has gone through in her personal life doesn't matter. But she learned from that and actually went to a different tangent and decided to do something else and good for the community as well.
The hope, Alemdar says, is that the influence of women like Kılıç will be seen in future elections to come. For the world, I'm Dalia Mortada in Kocaköy, Turkey.